from, you know, from my family and my history, or, you know, can resonate with somebody else, or just, you know, explaining why these things are important, where they came from and why they're important to me. And, you know, just, that's why I really wanted to be, you know, a book as well as Only Recipes.
As a person that's putting their particular style and of culinary art out there, why is it important for people of color such as yourself to be included in this culinary world in which we're living in?
You know, it's, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, soul food, you know, black culture, that is American culture. I mean, we are a people that built this country. And, you know, you have very humble French food, you have very humble Italian food, and all of these things have been allowed to be elevated to these fine dining levels. But, you know, our food of our people has always been seen as less than, or, you know, not up to, you know, a James Beard or Michelin star or fine dining level. And it's so important that's included, because that's the story of America.
Having cooked all these items that's in the cookbook, what is your special? What do you enjoy most preparing?
Oh, you know, like I said, I mean, barbecue is a big thing for me. You know, the ribs and brisket and just that process of slow cooking, I love. Sides, like we talked about, are hugely important. I mean, you know, making, you know, mac and cheese and collard greens and the cream corn and stuff like that, I mean, I absolutely love. And then I really love the, you know, Cajun food. I've got a lobster etouffee on there and a gumbo and just these, you know, Cajun style cuisine that I really, really love.
As I look at the title again, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm, you know, looking at the book, Northern Kitchen versus Southern Soul, the difference in the style of cooking. You've been up north in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but you also cooked down in Atlanta. The different regions of the type of, and you mentioned Creole, the different regions as far as their food specialties.
Yeah, I think, you know what I wanted to, you know, people to know is that it's, you know, there's so many different regions of Southern cooking. You know, there's Northern cooking, and I'm not, you know, claiming to, you know, to represent these regions exactly. I'm taking, you know, my love of Southern cuisine and putting, you know, the spin on it, you know, from, you know, some of the traditions of the North.
What has been the response thus far from those who had an opportunity to see the book?
It's been fantastic. I mean, I'm very, very blessed. It's done better than I could have hoped for. And I'm just glad people are enjoying it, the recipes as well as the stories. But it's been very, very successful. And makes you very, when you pour your heart into something and put all of your recipes and your stories on paper, and it seems like this thing that's never going to happen, and the first time you get that hard copy in your hand and realize it's out there for the world, it's a pretty cool feeling.
So was it difficult for a publisher to buy into your vision?
No, the publisher actually, they called me. I wasn't even, it was right at the beginning of the, you know, COVID pandemic. Restaurants were getting, you know, shut down, and the publisher called me and said, we think your food would be perfect for a cookbook. This is what the market's looking for. Well, would you like to write one?
Also,
obviously, you say
go
yes.
Go ahead.
I just said, obviously, you know, it's not something you say no to.
I also understand that you have a whiskey that you come up with.
I do. I love bourbon. I love whiskey. Handsome Hog, we pride ourselves in having the largest bourbon collection in Minnesota. And there's an amazing local distillery called Tattersall. You know, and they, again, approached me. They said, you know, we know you love whiskey and bourbon. How would you like to make your own? And I was like, absolutely. So I, you know, got together with their master distiller, you know, learned the process. We distilled three individual single malts, a chocolate malt, a mesquite and an apple. We aged them individually in barrels for 2 years. And then after they were ready, then we started the blending process where we were, you know, taking a little bit of each and mixing them together to try and get that perfect blend that I wanted to put out there that I thought would, you know, would go with my food.
At the time of this conversation, we're a week away from Thanksgiving. Are you doing a traditional Thanksgiving, or are there other things you're going to throw in the mix?
You know, I will say we do.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.